everyone. It's great to be back with you on Singled Out. This is a podcast for those of you who need some encouragement and purpose in your single journey. Last time we talked about having a trashy past and the need to put that behind us. Today I wanted to talk about the concept of patterns, in particular, what it feels like when your life is in a pattern that's negative and that you don't like. I've dealt with my fair share of bad patterns, whether it's eating habits or exercise habits or even studying habits. And then more seriously, I think with relationships, I've experienced lots of bad patterns. I had a pattern for a while where I would get into codependent relationships. Basically, I would put my worth and value and really my everything into someone else that I was either in a romantic relationship with or in a close friendship with. And honestly, eventually it would just crash and burn because no one can take the kind of pressure and nor could they meet my expectations. So maybe for you, you have a similar relationship bad habit, or maybe it's something else, and maybe it's a pattern under a pattern. Maybe it's a bad relationship pattern, but in reality, your problem is with something else entirely. It's with how you view yourself. It's with how you view the world. So I want to talk about how do we break out of this feeling of being a broken record. So I have four steps for you on this. The first step is just to stop, pause, and recognize the pattern. What is it that you feel like is plaguing your life? What is it that you feel like is overwhelming you? What is it that you feel like is out of control? First, you have to recognize it in order for it to be healed. The second thing is to ask for help. Ask the opinion or the advice of someone else who's gone through this. Ask for the help of someone who you love and trust, whether that's practical help or it's accountability help, them just asking you questions, or just encouragement. Whatever it is, we need help. We can't do these things alone. Patterns, especially ones that are continual, are really hard to break. The third thing I would say is to make a plan. So what are the small practical action steps that you're going to take in order to have a new life and to do a new thing? There's a really great podcast that I love called The Next Right Thing. And the host, Emily P. Freeman, literally her entire podcast, which is hundreds of episodes, is about how we need to just focus not on 10 steps down the line, but on the next right thing that we need to do. And so I would encourage you, even if your plan is just one thing, what is your next right thing to do? What is the thing that you need, the next right step that you need to take in order to break out of this bad pattern? And finally, number four, this one comes from my faith roots, but I would really encourage you to try it, no matter where you stand about God. It's to pray. And it has a lot to do with number two, asking for help. But I think what prayer does is it encourages us in an internal way, and it also lifts our eyes off of our own situation and puts our eyes onto something that's greater than the problem that we have. When we can see that the things that we face are not insurmountable, but actually there's a power and a person who is greater than that thing, it gives us hope, it gives us encouragement, and it allows for that person to actually intervene in this problem. So those are the four steps I have for you. Number one, recognize the pattern. Number two, ask for help. Three, make a plan. And four, pray. All right, that's all for now. I hope that this is helpful, and I hope to see you next time on Singled Out.